Is that you, Susan?
It's me, Grandpa.
Am I glad to see you?
And am I glad to see you? I am also glad to be here.
How are things?
I have been talking to a group of salesmen since 10 this morning, and I'm real exhausted.
Well, you look good. What's Harry doing tonight?
He and Michelle are visiting relatives in New Jersey today.
The rest of our family went to the movies. So it's just you and me, Susan.
It's nice to be alone with you, Grandpa. Mm-hmm. We don't get to see enough of each other.
No, I feel the same way, Susan. I miss seeing you. To tell the truth, next time, I'd like to go into the city and meet you there instead of you coming here.
You don't need to do that, Grandpa.
Yeah, I do. I need to get out more. Well, I mean, there's a lot to do around the house, and I love being here with the family, you know, but I'm restless. Since I retired, I've got extra time on my hands.
I understand, Grandpa.
I think you do. Frankly, I'd like to use my brain a little more.
Grandpa, you have so much energy and so many years of experience. There are probably a lot of places for you to work, particularly in the construction field.
But at my age, I'm not looking for a full-time job. I'm retired. But I'm bored.
Well, there must be something. Maybe I can help.
Let's go into the kitchen. And maybe you can help me set the table.
Sounds good to me. What are we having?
I prepared lamb chops and mashed potatoes and a tossed green salad to begin with.
Grandpa, you are a terrific guy.
You're still thinking about something to do, aren't you? A job of some kind.
That's right. I've been thinking about it for weeks now. There must be some way to put my mind to good use.
We'll find a solution. A positive solution to your finding a way to use that wonderful mind of yours.